And it is with Chris King.
New theme. That's really good, Scotty. Good morning.
I don't know about that theme. I hope it grows on me.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's from the young Americans too. I'm a yes.
I don't know. But anyway, Chris, great to have you back.
Thanks,
of course,
Scott.
Your claim to fame is that you produced the worst play ever written and ever staged on Broadway.
Yes, as Max Bialystock. That's true. Yes.
Springtime for Hitler.
Yes, yes.
From that to a cracker from Noel Coward.
Yes, fantastic. Look, it's great to be back, Scotty. Thank you. And Woy Woy Little Theatre opens next Friday. Private Lives by Noel Coward, directed by Jan Grounds. And I'm delighted to say we have the wonderful Kelly Martin and Clay Williamson, who are two of the cast. So welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So how are we? How's the play going?
Really well, thank you.
Yes. Tell us a little bit of background, and then you're going to read, you're going to do some of the, a little bit of the dialogue, which is great.
Yes, certainly. Well, so, Private Lives, it's about two divorcees out on their new honeymoon with their new partners. And Amanda Prin, who I play, is married to Victor Prin, who Clay plays. And we come across the fact that Elliot, who is my ex-husband, is staying in at his honeymoon next door at the hotel. And, yes, it's all about the antics of trying to keep away from them. And we actually end up escaping together because we see each other again and we fall in love and it's all those antics.
So right.
Yes.
Sounds good. So the background of let's get to the piece. But what's the background and set the scene for us of the dialogue?
Okay. Well, this scene is actually, I've already seen my ex-husband and now I'm trying to beg my new husband to escape to Paris so we don't have to meet up again. So, yeah, that's the premise of this scene.
So you're hoping for the flame not to be rekindled.
Yes.
So there's obviously some feeling there.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And poor old Clay.
Lots of sparks flying.
Yeah, and, yes. And Victor has no idea what's going on.
No.
They're on their honeymoon and she wants to get away.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Away you go.
You were certainly right when you said you weren't normal. You're behaving like a lunatic.
Not at all. All I have done is to ask you a little favour.
A little favour, indeed.
Well, if we left now, we could be in Paris in a few hours.
Oh, and if we crossed Siberia by train, we could be in China in a fortnight. But I don't see any reason to do it.
Oh, Victor, darling, please, please be sensible for my sake.
Sensible?
Oh, yes, sensible. I shall be absolutely miserable if we stay here. You don't want me to be absolutely miserable all through my honeymoon, do you?
But why on earth didn't you think of your sister's tragedy before?
I forgot.
You couldn't forget a thing like that.
Well, I got the places muddled. Then, when I saw the casino there on the moonlight, well, it all came back to me.
When did all this happen?
Oh, years ago. Oh, but it might as well have just been yesterday. Oh, I can see her now lying dead, with that dreadful expression on her face. Oh, then all that awful business of taking the body home to England. It was perfectly horrible.
I never knew you had a sister.
I haven't anymore.
Look, there's something behind all this.
Oh, don't be silly. What could there be behind it?
Well, for one thing, I know you're lying.
Victor.
Be honest, aren't you?
Oh, I can't think how you can be so mean and suspicious.
You're lying, Amanda, aren't you?
Yes, Victor.
You'd never had a sister, dead or alive.
I believe there was a stillborn one in 1902.
What is your reason for all of this?
Well, I told you I was unreliable.
Why do you want to leave so badly?
Oh, you'll be angry if I tell you the truth.
What is it?
Oh, I warn you.
Tell me, please tell me.
Elliot's here.
What?
I saw him.
When?
Just now, when you were in the bath.
Where was he?
Oh, down there, in a white suit.
A white suit?
Why not? It's summer, isn't it?
You're lying again.
I'm not. He's here. I swear he is.
Well, what of it?
I can't enjoy a honeymoon with you with Elliot liable to bounce in at any moment.
Really, Mandy?
Oh, can't you see how awful it is? It's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me in my whole life.
Well, did he see you?
No. He was running.
What was he running for?
Well, how on earth do I know? Oh, don't be so annoying.
Well, look, as long as he didn't see you, it's all right then, isn't it?
It isn't all right at all. We must leave immediately.
But why?
How can you be so appallingly obstinate?
I'm not afraid of him.
Well, neither am I. It isn't a question of being afraid. It's just a horrible, awkward situation.
I'm damned if I can see why our whole honeymoon should be upset by Elliot.
Oh, my last one was.
I don't believe he's here at all.
He is, I tell you. I saw him.
It was probably an optical illusion. This half-light can be very deceptive.
There's no such thing.
I absolutely refuse to change all of our plans at last moment just because you think you've seen Elliot. It's unreasonable and ridiculous of you to demand it. Even if he is here, I can't see that it matters. He'll probably feel much more embarrassed than you, and a damn good job too. And if he annoys you in any way, I'll knock him down.
That would be charming.
Now, don't let's talk of it anymore.
Oh, well very done, good, guys.
That was the great days of radio.
Well acted. You've nailed it, guys. You've obviously put a bit of work into this show.
Certainly.
Yes, had it perfect. Absolutely.
Yes, with the pompous English accent.
Thanks for doing it. Yes, and thanks for doing it in character.
He wrote this in 4 days.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a bit of a whirlwind.
To write a play, yeah.
He's a bit of a genius, isn't he?
Tell us a little bit more about who else is in the play with you.
Certainly. Well, Kirsty Bolton plays a cameo appearance of Louise, and right. She's our maid. She plays fantastic. She's quite a cranky maid. It's excellent. Thomas Unger, he plays Elliot Chase, who is my ex-husband. Does a fabulous performance, doesn't he?
I worked with Tom last year on Baskerville.
Yes, that's right. That was
amazing.
Yes. And then we have Rebecca Bright, who plays Sybil, and she's playing the wife of Elliot. And then... And then we've also got some lovely people. Jane Grounds, obviously, is our director. Yep. Lloyd Grounds is our lighting. Cassandra White is our assistant director. And we've also got Patrice Horn, who is our stage manager.
Very good.
I love these situation comedies. I love the way they're staged. You know, people in that door and out that door. And they've got I can see it unfolding. You picked a really good bit because it just sets it up for the mayhem to come, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a very fast, witty play.
It's very witty. Extremely. You open next Friday?
22nd of February.
Three-week season, matinee and evening shows, tickets and all booking information at woiwoilt.com.
Yes, that's right. And the phone number there is 4344-4737.
Excellent. Break a leg, guys. Thank you so much for coming in.
Bright and early.
You've really teased us. We've got to go and see it. Get those tickets to the Woi Woi Little Theatre. Yeah. How do they do that, Chris?
Online there. Woiwoilt.com. And Kelly's got the phone number there. There's flyers. I mean, just Google or whatever your favourite search engine is. Mm-hmm. Woi Woi Little Theatre.
Yeah, that's the company. And, of course, it's the Peninsula Theatre.
At the Peninsula Theatre, right, which, of course, is that wonderful... asset that we have.
It's a really good stage for this sort of farce too, I think.
It is. It's a really intimate stage there because the audience is very close to you. So you...
120 seats, so
you're right on it. It's a great little theatre.
It's the best little venue.
You're so lucky to have it, aren't you? And some great thespians there too.
We need more people to know about it.
Yeah, and it's a great night out. It's just such a lovely atmosphere. You can have a glass of bubbly outside and mingle and then in you go and there's not a bad seat and the stage is great, the lighting's great, the sound's great, it's very modern. It's a hidden gem, Chris.
Yeah, it's a beautiful theatre. It really is.
Only as good as the actors on the stage. Well done, guys.
Thank you.
That was fabulous, and I think you picked a really good bit there. Coming up in just a moment,